Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And as I begin, I was just rereading those beautiful passages found in the second chapter of the book of Joel. And in verse 23, the word of the Lord says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." And then he describes a period of prosperity and blessing, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And listen to this. This has always been a very, over the years, Brother Glass and I got that scripture so many times prophetically from various prophets. "I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." Beloved, are you ready for restoration and having restored you that which the enemy has stolen? "Ye shall know," verse 27, "that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." And then this passage, which is familiar, which I started in sharing on yesterday's broadcast, "it shall come to pass afterward," afterward, what? "Afterward, this time of blessing and prosperity, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and upon my servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." And then it goes on to say, "I'll show wonders in the heavens and the earth." Beloved, I believe we're at the very threshold of such days. I believe the word when he said that in the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And that's why I believe there will be one great more revival, one new revival that shall be so supernatural in scope with resurrection spirit and power and anointing that it will change an individual from an old creature into that new creature, as Paul declared. This revival in the earth will be a supernatural revival, and which I believe will be brought in by a complete and revolutionary operation of the Spirit of God. Mortal eyes have never looked upon such a manifestation of divine power, nor has ever seen anything like it. Oh, you know, praise God, we've had outpourings in days past, and they did bless many thousands, and many received wonderful blessings. But God in these last days said that he would not only bless a few or a thousand, but that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That's not what I said, but it's what thus saith the word of the Lord. It's Bible, pure and simple. That means even on the most evil and wicked among us, God in his mercy is going to pour out his spirit that they will have a chance before it's everlastingly too late to respond to the Lord. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, as I was reading from the book of Revelation, there shall be seven angels that shall sound and stand forth and shall have seven trumpets. And as they begin to sound, the greatest judgment and calamities ever seen in the history of creation will come into effect. In fact, the Lord said, "Unless those days be short, and no flesh shall be saved." And then we find that another angel came and stood at the altar and took a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. Beloved, that's your prayers, that's mine, the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Which was before what? It says before the throne of Almighty God. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God. Oh, now hear this, beloved. The prayers of the saints ascended up before God. Beloved, as I'm speaking to you on this broadcast, those prayers, those heartfelt cries, those supplications you've offered, those intercessions before the throne of grace, beloved, your prayers will be answered. Your cries will be heard. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. And then what happens? It says the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Well, we know from scripture there's going to be a lot of natural, powerful earthquakes so that every mountain will be removed. But beloved, there's going to be a spiritual earthquake as well. God is going to demonstrate his power. He's going to demonstrate his anointing, signs and wonders through his people. I believe that. And it says the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. Beloved, we're living in this time, in this age of the very end of the history of humanity, I believe. Oh, no one can predict the precise time, but beloved, we don't have a lot of time. And in the hour in which we are now living, God is going to begin to shake all that can be shaken. The kingdoms of this world have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. But praise God, a time is coming when all the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God. And everyone that is hard of heart and hard of neck and refuses to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the only Lord, Lord and Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, unless they will acknowledge him, before death, they will face eternal separation from him because of the choice of their own will. God is not willing that any should perish. I know some of you are so grieving for loved ones that are out there. Some of your sons, daughters have walked with the Lord and now they're out in the world and you're just wringing your hands, as it were. God, what's it going to take them? Get them back to you. Well, beloved, be of good cheer. God knows how to draw every lost loved one, every backslidden saint of God. He knows how to bring them back. And just like as it talks in the word about Israel was an unfaithful wife, the prophet said that he was married to her. How could he forsake her? How could he leave her? That's the love of our God. And only those who firmly take a stand, saying they want nothing of the Lord, will they themselves close the door. But his mercy, he desires mercy and not sacrifice, beloved. And he desires that we will open our hearts in a greater measure to do all that we can. And I'm not just talking in a financial way. I'm talking of our time, our energies, our attention, and to be yielded truly to the Lord. The need of this hour, beloved, is not more doctrines of men, but the need of this hour is for God's people to realize that we have all power to overcome the powers of darkness. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And he's not talking about the literal wiggly snakes and scorpions that bite in the desert. He was talking about demon spirits. Although, like Paul, if a serpent bit us, I believe we could just shake it off, as Paul did, into the fire and experience no harm. He said he would do this. He said that he would give you that kind of authority, that kind of power, that you can be an overcomer. Oh, what a day, what an hour in which we are alive. It's a fearful thing to consider the coming judgments of God upon this earth. And it'll certainly be heart-rending to those who are going to experience the wrath of God. But, beloved, my heart is burdened that God will give to us to you and I the opportunities, those open doors, yes, and even the finances that we can reach multitudes for God, that we can give out of the abundance that God has blessed us with. Our ministry, we've had a burden for orphans and widows and the poor of the earth, that we can do all that we can. This ministry regularly tithes and gives offerings to in missions that we can see. We can be a part of harvesting that great multitude of souls that need to hear the everlasting gospel. There's not many that want to pay the price, not many that are willing to sacrifice of their time, their prayers, their finances in order to reach the lost. It seems like only a few have a vision, but I believe there is a remnant. There are a people who are going to be set on fire by the Holy Ghost. They may need that first of all. I mean, some of them are out in the gutters now. They will need a real born-again experience that will cause them to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. But beloved, that's going to happen. Let's just join our hearts in prayer as I bring this broadcast to a close. Father, we've looked at passages in the Word of God, and it talks about a fearful time coming upon the earth, but a glorious time in which you will show wonders in the earth, that you will raise up a people that will be strong in the Lord and will do exploits, that the eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth to prove yourself strong, O Lord, in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward you. And Father, we ask that you would give us a perfect heart, a yielded heart, a heart that acknowledges you as the only God, our Lord and Savior, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, the unveiled Christ who stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, who is coming again to this earth to rule and reign with a rod of iron. You extend your mercy now, Lord, but a time is coming when the rule of the Lord, the word of the Lord, shall be omnipotent, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Thank you for the privilege we have now, Lord. While we have breath and opportunity in our body, use us for your glory, that the name of the Lord will be magnified. And Lord, that you said if you would be lifted up, you would draw all men to you. We pray, Lord, that your church, your remnant, will lift you up as never before in the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I look forward, even now, until next time when we are coming together and we'll see what the Lord has for us. Thank you for your prayer support, your financial help. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.